Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer to Keep the Enemy from Stealing Your Joy by Debbie McDaniel. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Don't let the enemy steal your joy today. He'll try, you know. You may not even realize it until it's too late. From the moment your feet hit the floor, he'll do all he can to distract you, to overwhelm you, to frustrate you, and to stir up worry and strife. Often his ways are subtle, other times they're clearer. It's what he does best. Stealing, killing, destroying. Just say no. Don't let him win. We have a choice of who we listen to and what we believe. Recognize who is at the root of it all and push past his lies, step over his traps. God gives us the power through his Holy Spirit to live free from the entanglement of sin. He gives us the power to live strong. He gives us wisdom and discernment to make the right choices. He gives joy deep inside. He offers the assurance that no matter what we face, he is with us. May his grace, peace, and joy cover your day. He is with you. Dear God, at the start of each day, help us to recognize you above all else. Enlighten the eyes of our heart that we might see you and notice how you're at work in our lives. Give us wisdom to make the best choices. Fill us with a desire to seek after you more than anything else in this world. Let your spirit and power breathe in us, through us, again, fresh and new. Thank you that you are greater than anything we may face in our day. Thank you that your presence goes with us and that your joy is never dependent on our circumstances, but it is our true and lasting strength, no matter what we're up against. We ask that your peace lead us, that it would guard our hearts and minds in you. We ask for your grace to cover our lives this day. We love you, Lord. We need you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, Search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.